Hey.
Welcome. Fukuoka Fat Guys, late night edition.
Yep, we're like a day late and $300 short.
Yep, episode 27. Sounds good, man. We gotta apologize for being a day late. What day were we supposed to record? Yesterday?
Yesterday.
Fuck, I don't even remember what happened.
That's alright. Fuck it, we're here now.
Yeah, sorry people, didn't mean to make y'all wait. We decided to do this late night edition. It's like 10 p.m.
Yeah, like, you make like people were actually waiting for us.
Hey, you know, there's going to be that one person there who's like, where the fuck's the episode at? You know, that one person.
You can suck my dick.
Yeah, no, sorry. It was a three-day weekend and, just kind of lost track of time. I got kind of caught up in all kinds of busy shit.
Hey, you talking about some drama?
Nothing. No drama, but, you know, I had to teach an English lesson today and we almost didn't do it today, and then I was like, fuck, we can't leave our people behind waiting to wonder what the fuck's up with us.
Yeah, our three listeners, man. We gotta keep you three happy, you know?
But yeah, dude, we made some changes. Hopefully the sound comes in through a lot clearer now. We got everything, like, going through the computer now instead of our handy-dandy little machine, and yeah, it sounds crystal clear for me right now.
Yeah, it's weird hearing stuff in both ears.
Right? Yeah, for those of you who don't know, we've been wearing headsets, you know, so we don't yell or go too crazy, but when we both listen, it's only one ear each, even though we have two headsets hooked up.
Yeah, I thought it's because I kissed Anthony and I got mono. But
What the fuck? How would you... That doesn't even make sense.
Mononucleosis, bitch.
Why the fuck are you trying to kiss me? When did this happen?
I kissed your asshole.
Oh my god. Oh my fucking god. I've been drinking today, so if I say something I shouldn't, I'm apologizing now. Because
there's not two assholes, there's just one asshole.
Oh my god, stop talking about my ass today. Jesus Christ.
Oh, well, actually, there are two assholes on this podcast, but
yeah, that's right. Oh, I see what you did there. Either way, we're sorry for being late. It's 10 p.m. Monday, and we got work tomorrow morning. That should be fucking fun, but... End of the semester is Friday.
It's the home stretch, bitch.
Yeah, and we're gonna be going. There will be a lot of more outdoorsy podcasts, I guess we should say.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
We'll try it again. See how the camping episodes go.
Yeah. So how's your fitness going?
So let's see.
Did you weigh yourself?
No, fuck that. I was just getting in the gym, doing my work, and getting out. I made it to the gym three times last week. And I was there for about almost an hour and 45 minutes each day.
Damn, stepping it up. John Ombe must be getting to you.
Ah, fuck that fool. That spin cycle class, fucking Mr. 5 days a week.
John.
Little bitch is trying to fucking call me out. Piece of shit.
Dude, that dude surpassed us already, dude.
Oh, he's over here. I'm like running 5K, 80s 5K.
Yeah, bullshit. Fuck you, John.
Yeah, fuck you, John. Nah, I made it to the gym. Shu was helping me out with a lot of my form this week. I keep doubting myself because I watch the instructors there, how they train people, and I want to imitate some of that, and it's like, but they're not, they're making some of the workouts easier because their customers aren't really serious about fitness and lifting, and so I'm like, am I just doing shit wrong? Because I'm not even doing it like this. And then our buddy Shu, he's like a bodybuilder, he comes up, he's like, no, you're doing it the right way, you have to do it this way. And so that fool helped me out like 2 days, and I couldn't walk, I couldn't touch my nose again, so that was fun. And I'd been doing cardio on the bike, doing those intervals. I'll do a minute of sprinting and then 2 minute rest. Cause
damn, hitting the hit.
Hey, I'm trying, man. I'm like, I'm fucking tired of this shit. I've been IFing. For those of you who don't know, it's called intermediate fasting. Yeah. We've talked about it before.
Or if.
If. So I've been eating like just once or twice a day. I cooked almost every day last week. This weekend, I was out with friends and ate out, but still nothing too bad. I did a fucking fuck ton of drinking this weekend, but mostly highballs and vodka, and I think I had like three beers this whole weekend. It was only because people kept ordering shit for me, so I had to like kind of cut it off. So
yeah, can't be rude, man.
Yeah, exactly. So I've been a lot more conscious with what I've been taking in. I've been eating a lot more natto and tofu. I tried making miso soup and the shit just did not taste right. I was like, how the fuck do you fuck up miso soup? I don't know. Yes, I know you guys are fucking nodding over there. Grace and me are giving me shit because I can't cook miso soup. It's like...
Why are you surprised?
I know. It's like, but shit. I'm trying, okay? Damn. Like, it's what you put fish stock in the miso paste and you just mix it. But either way, I'm trying. I've been looking up a lot of recipes. I've been doing a lot of stuff. So I'm really happy with this week. How about you? How are you feeling now that you're the big 4'4 and stuff? And
yeah, man, being 44 sucks. Like, I just noticed, like, fitness is a metaphor for life, right? Like, nothing in my life is consistent, right? My sleep is inconsistent. My training is inconsistent. Even my work habits are super inconsistent. Fucking everything just fucking sucks big fucking hairy ass balls.
Yeah, the work being inconsistent is a big reason that the workouts are inconsistent. Because, fuck, you never know when you're going to be home or when you're going to finish work and shit like that.
So, you know, those people who have real jobs and shit, how do they do that, man? Like, damn.
But, well, I mean, I think, but they have one real job. See, that's the thing. We don't have one real job. We
These people work, like, what, 13 hours a day and shit? Like,
mm-hmm. Not all of them. Some of them are just, you know, 9 to 5 and, you know, just sucking it up and doing something after work. And, I mean, even those fools with the 13-hour shift, they'll still do something. Like, that's what I was trying to do last week. I was like, all right, if I'm not hitting the gym, I'm going to be walking home, or I'm going to be cutting my calories super low, or something. I wanted to, you know, make up for any sort of bad behavior, so to speak. But yeah, I mean, like, your Mondays, if you weren't off today, you'd be finishing, you would have finished, what, about an hour ago?
Yeah, about there. Yeah, not so bad.
He would have been starting at about 8, 9 a.m. and then finishing at 9 p.m. So, I mean, where can you, and our gym closes, so.
But that's only a 12-hour day, though.
Yeah. You know? So, I mean, I used to have 13-hour Mondays. Like, that's not fun.
But those people do that, man. Like, mm-hmm. 13, 15-hour days, and they're still kicking ass. I salute you, motherfuckers.
Good job. So, yeah, I've been, I don't know. I'm trying. I'm trying to stay consistent. So, like, if I make it through this week, I think it'll be, like, a big step. Try and hit the, I got at least at the gym 2 times this week. I got private lessons tomorrow, and then I have a doctor's appointment Friday, and something else this week. Rehab. I might just have to go after rehab. But yeah, I mean, I'm trying to do shit, so I was really happy. It was a great week for training, and it felt good again. And yeah, even a couple of the, like, macho Japanese dudes who are there all the time, the dudes who are super tan, they were, like, giving me pointers and stuff, so. And that is my phone going because I didn't put it in. Yes, I know. I forgot. Oh, there goes coins. Oh, we're giving you all kinds of ambient noise in the background. Man. So, no, I've been getting on it, and I'm trying to find a way to do it on my own so I don't have to keep bugging you to come help me out. But it's been going good.
Yep, because, you know, I'm never going to get my ass back in the gym.
You go to a gym, you just go to everyone except the one you pay for, so.
Nah, I think I've trained a total of, what, like, maybe at a gym outside of this house, maybe 0 hours. Like, I've just been training here.
Well, I mean, that's still good. It's training, right? I've been, I read something, what's that, the UFC chick, the Cyborg?
Yeah.
So something popped up on my YouTube feed, and it was about this female UFC fighter named Cyborg, and it was about her cutting weight. And holy shit, the shit they have to do in the UFC to cut weight. Like, she was taking hot baths and then going into a sauna, and, like, literally this woman who could, like, knock motherfuckers out is, like, crying like a baby. And I'm like, holy shit. And she's like, it's the one thing she hates the most, like, with fighting. And it was this whole big drama about her and Dana White. She weighed naturally, I think, about, like, 145 pounds. But they didn't have a division for the hair back then.
No, okay. If anyone knows this, Christina Justino, her nickname is Cyborg, right? And she weighs, normally, walking around, I kid you not, 195 pounds.
Holy shit. Fucking A.
And she cuts down to 135.
Yeah, to fight. But I guess she was at 145 for a while or something.
That was her division she wants to fight at, 145. Because it's doable for her to cut 50 pounds.
Yeah.
But 65 pounds, it's a little crazy, right?
Yeah, so, like, they were showing, like, what she would do, like, week before weighing. But one of the cool things, and you guys talked about it, I know you had talked about it, Hunter told me about it, was drinking a ton of water. And so I was just reading on, like, when I should. It's like, oh, yeah, drink, like, a liter of water before you eat and stuff. And it's been really good to curb my appetite. You got that much fucking water in you.
Yeah, I heard that, like, if you actually drink your piss, too, that really is really good for you.
Who said that? Who said that? What doctor? What doctor? What website?
There's actually a lot of people who drink their pee as therapy.
As therapy? Now it's gone from good for you to therapy.
No, it really is. It's no called, shit. Like, urine therapy. Like, it's supposed to be super sterile. So I tried it for about a week, and the hardest part is just getting used to, like, the warm pee. So, like, if I just pee in the cup and I let it sit for, like, a good couple hours, then it's doable.
Oh, my God. That sounds so fucking disgusting. Holy shit. Why would you do that to yourself?
I want to be like Lyoto Machida.
Oh, my God.
Dude is a badass, man.
No, man. All I know is, like, water's way easier. I've just been buying, like, a couple liters of water every day. Fuck drinking my piss. It makes you pee like a racehorse. You go into the bathroom every once in a while, but... It's good for your kidneys too, so I was like, let me try it out. So it's been interesting, you know, and fucking Ambe's been sending all those posts to our fucking group chat, and that's just been pissing me off.
Why is it pissing you off?
Because this fool thinks he's better than me. I'm gonna fucking punch him in his throat. Shit. That's all I wanna do. Fuck you, Ambe. I say that from the bottom of my heart. Fucking piece of shit. Did a 5K this week. Did spin class every day. Did lifting 3 times this week.
Don't forget about the sprints.
Oh, fuck. He ain't sprinting. Fucking lying ass motherfucker. You think you better than me? You think you better than me, motherfucker? No. Either way, good for him, I guess. But yeah, no. We're keeping it up. We're doing it. I want there to be one fit guy on this podcast. Or at least less fat guy.
Well, Hunter was on. She's pretty fit.
Yeah, actually, she said she's going to head back to the States for a little bit and get certified. And maybe try and come back and be a trainer.
Okay.
So that should be interesting.
Good luck to you, Miss Hunter.
Yes, whoever is her client will be getting a lot of information in a short amount of time. Dick. It's all right. She's buffered. I can say what I want.
Yeah. Hey, did you hear about the R. Kelly news?
Oh, God. His staffers gave, like, sex tapes of him or something, underage sex tapes or something, right?
Yeah, but, like, there was so much shit going on there. Like, we already knew he was going to go to jail, but, like, the extent that he tried not to go to jail was pretty nuts. I mean, I guess if we did it, right? Like, if we peed all over underage girls and, like, did all kinds of shit, you'd probably want to hide that shit, too, and pay a lot of people off, right?
But yeah. The pee video, that made it to the internet. Like, everyone was fucking talking about that back in the day.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, all the underage stuff, he wanted to, like, you know, hide that shit, so...
Yeah, no, that fool, I don't know what the fuck, but yeah, the people who worked for him are the ones that gave that shit to the FBI and stuff, yeah?
Yeah.
That's what I heard, like, oh, dude, this fool's so fucked now, like, and then apparently his girlfriends were kicked out of Trump Tower, too, I heard about that, did you see that? I don't know what they were kicked out for, I don't know if they were, like, underage, or if they locked up his money or something, but they were like, yep, R. Kelly's girlfriends have been kicked out of Trump Tower, so... I felt so fucking bad about that.
Dude, that dude better not believe he can fly.
Not in them showers he's about to go to.
I'm sure if he had the chance, he'd probably jump out of a window.
Can you imagine the sex puns the prisoners are going to be?
He's trapped in the jail cell.
He's like, oh yeah, there ain't no closets for you to hide in here, Mr. Kelly. Oh man, I'm going to show you how to fly.
Dude, that dude is brilliant though, man. It's always those fucked up people who are pretty brilliant though.
I mean, yeah, and the funny thing is that I think people aren't going to see this as much of a crime, so they're going to probably be still fine with listening to his music and shit. You know, he's just that good. So
I mean, his songs are awesome. Like, what's that song?
Please don't say something stupid. Please don't say something stupid. Please don't say something stupid. I'm praying right now. Don't say anything. I'm drunk. It will make me angry.
Don't be drunk.
Don't be drunk. Don't be gay, man. Don't do nothing stupid. God, no. Fucking... Oh, God, what did he... He sang The Closet. He sang Believe I Could Fly. What was that? Oh, I'm thinking of Genuine. Never mind. The Pony song.
Yeah, that's the Genuine.
Yeah. No, that's a different jam. He doesn't pee on girls.
But no, not that we know.
You
know.
Did they say how long he's going to go for yet?
I don't know. I have no privy to that information, you know? But...
Oh shit! What else has been going on in the world?
Did you watch all those like the Crazy Rich Asians movies and stuff, and like the rise of the Asian superstars?
The rise of the Asian super. No, I haven't seen Crazy Rich Asians.
So like, there's this movie called The Farewell, and it stars Awkwafina, and she was in Crazy Rich Asians, and that movie just surpassed Avengers. It's like Avengers, like Endgame, broke a shit ton of records, like every single record, except for this one about like the average cost that it made in opening, and this. Movie with Awkwafina like broke
that
record.
Is that YouTube girl?
No, she's like that Chinese girl in that Crazy Rich Asians.
Yeah, and I think they got her from like YouTube. She was like singing hip hop songs or something.
Yeah, yeah, that's that girl.
Oh. What the fuck kind of a name is Awkwafina?
Why?
I mean,
but what's wrong with Awkwafina?
Your people that represent them, I think they choose something cool. Like, that's a bottle of water, isn't it? What's your name? Dasani? What's your name? Arrowhead?
Those aren't bad names, dog. Shit.
Awkwafina, that sounds so lame. I would think she wants something cool. What the hell is farewell? I've never even heard of that. Was it like made in the States or?
I have no idea, man. Just a bit of news that I saw. I was like, oh, shit.
Oh, so you don't know if it was like made in China or like what it's about or anything?
I think it's about farewell.
I think it's about beating the Avengers ass. Oh, man. No, that. I mean, I'm not surprised. It must have been maybe just a low-budget movie, and just with the, I guess, the popularity of Awkwafina, they might have just made a whole bunch of dough right off the bat.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I'm going to go see it.
Oh.
Then I can all tell you all what it's all about.
Fuck that. You go do that. I'm going to go fucking try and find aliens at Area 51 because I got a better chance of that happening.
Did you sign the petition to storm Area 51?
To storm Area 51.
That's what they're going to do. They're going to all of a sudden just go down there and just, they can't stop all 500,000 people.
How many people have signed that?
Half
a million, are you serious?
500,000 people.
Do they know how cheap it is to make 500,000 bullets?
I don't know.
I mean, what the fuck? What are they going to do? Like, especially, like, they're announcing it. Hey, we're going to go storm Area 51. All right, everybody, we're going to move all the shit from Area 51 to Area 52. Like, are they going to be surprised when, like, nothing's there?
Maybe.
Isn't that, like, the cliche thing every government does? It's like, hey, all that secret incriminating evidence you thought we were going to find? Yeah, we moved it. What? But who would have done something like that? Every fucking body in their mama. Would you storm Area 51 if you were in the States?
Yeah, dude. For real.
What would you think you'd find?
Sand.
I mean, it is in the middle of the fucking desert. For those of people who don't know, what is Area 51?
Area 51 is an area that has 51 places.
Oh my God, that's not what it fucking is. I can't believe you just fucking said that. Area 51 is an area outside of Vegas that's supposed to be, it's like a classified government facility. And everyone believes that's where like aliens and shit, or proof of aliens is at. Like, if you watch the Men in Black movie, they made a reference to that. And
there's a whole bunch of movies that make references to it.
Yeah, I mean, but everyone knows fucking Men in Black. Like, what else was there? Like, Roswell and shit like that. But who the fuck watched Roswell? Either way, like, every conspiracy theorist in America is like, oh, Area 51, the aliens out there, don't believe, you know, X-Files and all that shit. But I think it's a whole bunch of bullshit. Like, aliens wouldn't have hid this fucking long. Especially if they were sentient, you know. The only aliens I think we're going to find in, like, the next 100 years are, like, organisms on another planet. Like, actual living, breathing, like, animals or things, sentient beings, nah. It'd be cool, but I don't think so. But yeah, fuck that. I ain't storming Area. I used to live like probably close, pretty close to it. I mean, it was right on the outskirts of Vegas. When you'd like fly commercial, you weren't allowed to like fly over it or anything. It's pretty funny. There's so many theories about it. If you guys want to go into the dark hole of the internet, just start like Googling like Area 51 and conspiracy. You'll get stuck in that rabbit hole for a long ass time. But no, fuck that. So. I was talking to this chick a couple of days ago, and she was telling me how she went skydiving. And you know they do a tandem where, like, the pro's on the back of you or whatever?
Yep. Did he have a boner?
I don't fucking know. And for some reason, I didn't answer that in our conversation. But she was making fun of me because she was like, yeah, I'd love to do it again. Would you do it? And I'm like, I don't know if I'd want to do it. And she's like, why? Well, I was like, I feel bad for the guy behind me. She's like, why? I was like, because he's just going to be staring at my back for like an hour, however long it takes. Like, I'm so much fucking bigger than most of the world. Like, what the fuck is that guy going to do? Like, sir, you have very nice shoulder blades. Like, he couldn't turn left or right and see around me. I'm so massively big. Like, I feel bad. See, I've always wanted to skydive, though.
Yeah. I wanted to try it, and then I read about, like, that plane in Sweden. What? Did you hear about that?
No.
It's like there was 9 people that were going to go skydiving, and the plane crashed and killed all 9 of them. So, like, I was like, maybe not the time to go skydiving.
How about no? When was this? Was this recent?
Yeah, just recent. Just news right now.
Because they do that shit. Like, it's pretty cheap. My cousin went for his 21st birthday. either 21st or 22nd, my cousin came and moved to Vegas for like a year. And on his birthday, him and his girl went, and I think they only paid like $200, and they took video and all kinds of shit. It was pretty neat, but, ooh, excuse me. Yeah, fuck that shit. Mm-hmm.
Not for you.
Don't be shown not after seeing that shit. It was like when I watched that movie Hostel before coming to Japan the first time in like 2001, and then I had to stay in a hostel. Any European I met, I was like, if this motherfucker puts his hand on my neck, my leg, I'm fucking stab him in the neck. If y'all don't know, Hostel was a horror movie by Quentin Tarantino, maybe? Or he was in the movie. But, yeah, it was about, like, kids getting kidnapped at this hostel, and I had never even fucking heard of hostels before, and then I watched this movie, and then me and my buddy, we were like, we're going to Japan. He's like, I booked us a hostel. And I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm about to get fucking kidnapped and raped and all kinds of shit.
Oh, that movie is about, like, a place to stay? I thought it was about a hospital. Fuck, I never knew what that word was. Thanks, dude.
Oh my god, I came all the way over here just to have my brain turn to mush talking to you. Oh, I fucking hate you so much. It's goddamn. Oh shit, no. Nah, I don't know. Skydiving, I'd like to try skydiving. But the one thing I really don't probably care for is bungee jumping. Like, bungee jumping, like, that's too much faith in a rubber band. And I weigh too much. I'm like, I don't know if I...
They're going to be like, oh, no.
They're just going to give me chains and shit. They're going to weld whatever to my feet and stuff. Fuck all that. I don't know. I'm not in for those exports and stuff like that. But in other news, I heard California starting the GMO stuff again, right?
Well, they found a way to grow meat from stem cells.
Yeah, they've been able to do that for a long time.
Really? I don't know.
Yeah, that's, what do you call it? GMOs. They a long time ago, scientists found out how to clone meat, I guess, for lack of a better word. And in the States, there was a lot of lobbying against that because it would put farmers and shit out of business, right? If you could just clone and, like, just make your meat, like, in a lab, then, you know, there would be no need for cows and stuff like that. And what the fuck do you do with, like, these billions of cows out here?
There's not enough cows, though.
There's too many. I mean, they're farting so much, they're putting so much methane in the air and causing more global warming and shit like that. But, yeah, the whole big thing is they tried to make it sound like it was this old crazy thing. Because a lot of the stuff we eat is genetically modified.
Oh, yeah. Well, everything is genetically modified.
But the thing is that they don't market it that way. So, like, with meat, they wanted to do it so people wouldn't buy it. But there's, like, stuff in your cereals. And it's, like, just chemicals and stuff that, you know, so... I wonder if this will cause problems like later on or something, but if it's exactly the same as it would be from like killing a cow, I say fucking go with it. You know, if it's everything's much more healthier and stuff like that. But I don't know. Like, I'd be worried that, like, if it didn't taste right or if the flavor was weird or if it caused, like, you know, it had some sort of super strand of like bacteria that caused cancer or something, that's the kind of stuff I'd worry about. But, you know, once again, even that was stuff put in by lobbyists, but I don't know. I'd be interested. I'd try it once just to see what it's like. But it's kind of like people who were like, oh, back in that my day, McDonald's tastes good, but now it's all, you know, bullshit and stuff. McDonald's is probably like 99% genetically modified. Mm. I mean, I know you love that place, but before we finish out, I got a couple more things we want to talk about, if that's cool.
Yeah, what's up?
First one was a couple weeks ago on Twitch. The video gaming streaming program, a girl, a female gamer, sold her bathwater.
$39.99.
$30 on the thing. So, and you're like, oh, well, how do you know, Anthony? You look now. I don't give a fuck about this woman. I'm a grown ass man. No,
she's famous, man. Delphine, right? That's her name, right?
I don't give a fuck.
Belle Delphine, right?
All I saw was a girl who made it. Like every outlet, man, every video game outlet I looked at was talking about this chick. And I guess she posted like a video of her in a bathing suit taking a bath and pouring it down her cracks and stuff like that. And then she sold it for like $30 a pop and sold out.
Dude, right? Props to her, man. Fuck, shit.
No, that is the dumbest shit. Like, what kind of creepy motherfuckers are we growing in America? Well, to make matters even worse, and this is kind of funny, apparently somebody tested the water.
Yeah, taste tested it.
Not taste tested it, motherfucker. Tested it like in a lab. To see if it was actually her bathwater. And I guess if it was her bathwater, there would be, like, skin cells or something. You know, some sort of, some sort of proof. It's not the word I wanted, but that'll do. And I'm like, I don't know evidence. I don't know. Like, but it would be something in there. And the guy's like, there's nothing. He's like, in fact, we should all, you know, test it. And so these motherfuckers thought that this woman was really going to take a bath, bottling up. Because you got to imagine, that means you have to take a bottle and scoop the water out, you know, and there's no way you'd fill it up to the top and everything. But so they're talking about doing like a class action lawsuit against her and shit now. And I'm just like, oh my God, the internet is so fucking stupid. This is all for video games. Like, I just want to fucking play video games. And motherfuckers are selling bathwater. So now some dudes are doing it too. Now just to fuck with people. Showed like some dude with his hairy legs. And he's like, time to get some old salty bathwater. And he was like shaving and shit. It was disgusting.
Did he sell out?
Fuck no. Nobody wants some shit from a man.
You never know, dude. There's a market for everything.
Yeah. I mean, there was the whole Japanese businessman who used to buy a girl's underwear and shit, right?
Smart.
How the fuck is that smart?
Dude, if someone's going to buy your product, that's pretty smart.
I mean, I guess knowing your buyer's market or knowing your market is good. Oh, shit. Did you go to any Yamakasa this weekend?
Nope.
So
that's today, right? It was
today, yeah. Yamakasa, for those of you who are on the Fukuoka Fat Guys Instagram, I posted a picture of that big
tower-ass
shrine-looking thing. And
hairy ass.
Yeah. This is a lot of men will dress up in like the Japanese traditional, I don't know what it's called, the loincloth or whatever.
Fundoshi.
Fundoshi or whatever.
You have one of those, right?
I don't have one of those. I don't want a fucking thong. I love when women wear them, but I don't need one.
That's sexist, dude.
Damn right. It's a double standard, too. I don't give a fuck. Either way, so it happened today, Monday, in the morning, 5 a.m. And they carry it through the streets and they splash water and... One friend of mine says they have to pay to do it, and another one says they get paid to do it, which is, either way, it sounds like either they pay $100 or they get $100, which is like 10,000 yen, you know, ichiman. But this 3-day weekend, I was like, all right, my goal is that since I'm so sick of being fucking single, I'm going to go out. So Friday, went out, had dinner, some fool got drunk and stayed the night at my house, was really annoying. Gonna get drunk, sleep in my house. I'd rather go home so I can sleep in my house comfortably. Saturday, went out with the boys, had some good Korean food over in Yakuin. Ooh. And then Sunday, when I missed our recording day, which, yes, it was my fault, sorry again. I was talking to my friends all night, and then at like 11:30 at night, I was like, fuck it, I'm going out. And there wasn't shit out. I'm like, fucking A, Japan, you're killing me. I mean, it might have been because of the rainy weather, but I went to 3 or 4 different places, and then when I was about to go home, I ran into some friends of mine, and we drank all fucking night. I went to bed like 7 this morning. I mean, I was still drunk when I woke up, and then I drank some more, and I'm like, yep, this is a nice day, nice way to end it, but it was nothing out, just all sausage. It was a sad, sad day.
Maybe it's a sign.
What's it trying to tell me?
That you need sausage in your life.
Oh my God. I don't. No, thank you. I'm looking for the fish taco. Oh, shit. Oh, once again, people, we're sorry for making you all wait, but hope you all enjoyed the episode. Anything you'd like to say before we peace out?
Everyone needs sausage.
If you guys can let us know, hit us up on like Twitter or Facebook or Instagram if the sound sounds. Motherfucker, I'm trying to do an outro. Don't be moaning up. Oh, God damn it. Oh, it's like fucking feeding the troll. I can't help but do it. Oh, man. Either way, let us know if the sound and quality increase. Oh, fucking hell. Oh, I'm so tired. Please talk to us if you guys like shit. If you don't like shit, just fucking connect with us.
Yeah, just tell us we suck.
Tell us how much you hate us. Oh, man. Everybody loves to fucking fact check us, but. Alright, I'm gonna go home, fucking go to sleep, and get ready for work tomorrow. Y'all have a good one. Peace.